Lesson 30, The Great Plan of Happiness. Alma, chapters 40 through 42. Purpose: to help class members gain a greater understanding of life after death and the mercy that is available to them through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Alma chapter 40, verses 1 through 23. Alma teaches Coriantin about death and resurrection. B. Alma chapter 40, verses 24 through 26, and Alma chapter 41. Alma teaches Coriantin that after we are resurrected, the righteous will be restored to happiness and the wicked will be restored to misery. C. Alma chapter 42. Alma teaches Coriantin about justice and mercy in the great plan of happiness. 2. Additional reading, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. 3. If Book of Mormon video presentations, item number 53911, is available, prepare to show The Mediator, an 11-minute segment. If the video cassette is not available, you may want to prepare to read or tell this parable, which can be found in the following printed sources: Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapter 12. Conference Report, April 1977, pages 79 through 80, or Ensign, May 1977, pages 54 through 55. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Draw the following diagram on the chalkboard as shown on page 133. We have a number of circles, the first circle being premortal life with an arrow pointing to a circle, earth life. The next arrow points to a circle with a spirit world. And from the spirit world, we have three other circles, with the spirit world pointing to the celestial kingdom, terrestrial kingdom, and the telestial kingdom. Explain that we often draw diagrams like this one to teach about the plan of salvation. However, if this is all we do to explain the plan, we fail to mention Jesus Christ, who plays the central role in the plan. We also fail to mention doctrines that are central to the plan, such as the fall, the atonement, and agency. Read the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell. The Lord has described His plan of redemption as the plan of happiness. Conversationally, we reference this great design almost too casually at times. We even sketch its rude outlines on chalkboards and paper, as if it were the floor plan for an addition to one's house. However, when we really take time to ponder the plan, it is breathtaking and overpowering. Thanks be to God. Ensign, July 1982, page 51. Explain that today you will discuss some of Alma's counsel to his son, Coriantin. In teaching Coriantin, Alma referred to Heavenly Father's plan as the plan of restoration. Alma chapter 41, verse 2. The great plan of salvation. Alma chapter 42, verse 5. The great plan of happiness. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. The plan of redemption. Alma chapter 42, verse 11. And the great plan of mercy. Alma chapter 42, verse 31. As Alma taught about the plan, he emphasized the centrality of the fall, the atonement of Jesus Christ, and individual agency. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Alma teaches Coriantin about death and resurrection. Explain that chapters 40 through 42 of the Book of Alma continue Alma's counsel to his wayward son, Coriantin. Alma saw that Coriantin's misconduct was caused in part by a lack of testimony and a misunderstanding of some basic gospel doctrines. Alma helped Coriantin understand what happens to us after death. Discuss Alma chapter 40, verses 1 through 23. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. How did Alma decide which subjects he should talk to Coriantin about? See Alma chapter 40, verse 1. See also chapter 41, verse 1, and chapter 42, verse 1. How do you think Alma was able to perceive Coriantin's concerns? How can we better perceive the needs of those we teach? What happens to our spirits between death and resurrection? See Alma chapter 40, verses 11 through 13. They go to either paradise or spirit prison. Explain that outer darkness in verse 13 refers to the place we usually call spirit prison. How did Alma describe paradise and spirit prison? Have class members read Alma chapter 40, verses 11 through 15, and verse 21 to find answers to this question. You may want to summarize class members' responses on the chalkboard in a chart like the one on page 135. On the top of this page, we have an example of the chart. We have two columns. One column, paradise, the other, spirit prison. Under paradise, state of happiness. Under spirit prison, state of misery. Under paradise, state of rest and peace. Under spirit prison, state of darkness with weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Under the column paradise, no troubles or sorrow. Under spirit prison, awful, fearful waiting for the wrath of God. Explain that in 1918, President Joseph F. Smith received a revelation that helps us understand more about the state of our spirits between death and resurrection. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. In this revelation, President Smith saw the Savior's ministry in paradise and the teaching of the gospel to those in spirit prison. President Smith learned that the spirits in spirit prison will be taught the gospel and that they will have the opportunity to repent before the final judgment. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 29 through 34, and verses 57 through 59. Alma said that at an appointed time we will be resurrected. Alma chapter 40, verse 21. What does it mean to be resurrected? See Alma chapter 40, verses 21 and 23. The spirit and body are reunited, and the body is restored to its perfect frame. Who will be resurrected? See Alma chapter 40, verse 5. Also chapter 11, verses 42 through 44. Alma mentioned several things that he did not know about death and resurrection. Alma chapter 40, verses 2 through 5, verse 8, and verses 19 through 21. What can we learn from the fact that Alma testified of the doctrine of resurrection, even though he did not know all the details about it? Help class members see that it is not necessary to understand every detail of a doctrine or event before receiving a testimony of its truthfulness. 2. Alma teaches that after we are resurrected, the righteous will be restored to happiness and the wicked will be restored to misery. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 40, verses 24 through 26, and Alma chapter 41. Alma referred to resurrection as a restoration because the spirit and body are reunited and the body is restored to its perfect frame. Alma chapter 40, verse 23, and chapter 41, verse 2. What further restoration will take place when we are resurrected and judged according to our works? See Alma chapter 41, verses 3 through 6. The righteous will be restored to happiness, and the wicked will be restored to misery. What does it mean to be restored unto good or evil? Elder Bruce R. McConkie stated, "The resurrection is a restoration, both a restoration of body and spirit, and a restoration to the individual of the same mental and spiritual acquirements and attitudes he had in this life." Mormon Doctrine, 2nd edition, page 641. In what sense are we our own judges? See Alma chapter 41, verses 7 through 8. We choose whether to do good or evil, and thus choose what we will be restored to after death. Alma explained that Coriantum could not be restored from sin to happiness because wickedness never was happiness. Alma chapter 41, verse 10. Why can't wickedness bring happiness? See Alma chapter 41, verses 10 through 13, and Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. How would you respond to the argument that some people seem to find happiness in activities that are against the commandments? President Ezra Taft-Manson said, "While people may take some temporary pleasure in sin, the end result is unhappiness. Sin creates disharmony with God and is depressing to the spirit." In Conference Report, October 1974, page 91, or Ensign, November 1974, pages 65 through 66. What did Alma say that Coriant needed to do to have good restored to him? See Alma chapter 41, verses 14 through 15. What experiences have shown you the truth of the statement that which ye do send out shall return unto you again? 3. Alma teaches Coriantum about justice and mercy. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 42. Explain that Coriantum was troubled by his father's teachings. He did not understand why the sinner should be consigned to a state of misery. Alma chapter 42, verse 1. In response to this concern, Alma taught about the justice of God. He also taught that Jesus Christ atoned for the sins of the world to bring about the plan of mercy, to appease the demands of justice. Alma chapter 42, verse 15. To help class members understand Alma's teachings about justice, have them read Alma chapter 42, verses 6 through 7, verse 10, and verse 18 aloud. As they read, help them understand the truths listed below. A. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are in a fallen state. We are mortal, subject to death, and imperfect. In this fallen state, we cannot dwell in the presence of God, who is immortal and perfect. Justice demands that we be cut off from God's presence, temporally and spiritually. B. When we sin, we separate ourselves further from God because no unclean thing can dwell with God. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. Justice demands that we be punished for our sins. What would happen to us if we were subjected only to justice? See Alma chapter 42, verse 14. What is required to satisfy the demands of justice so we can return to dwell in Heavenly Father's presence? See Alma chapter 42, verse 15. If you are using the video presentation, The Mediator, show it now. If you are reading or telling the parable yourself, do so now. Point out that the debtor represents each of us. The creditor represents justice, and the debtor's friend represents the Savior. How did the atonement of Jesus Christ appease the demands of justice? See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 7 through 9. He subjected himself to death and took upon himself the sins of all mankind. Alma testified that mercy cometh because of the atonement. Alma chapter 42, verse 23. What must we do to be able to receive the fullness of God's mercy? See Alma chapter 42, verse 13, 23, verse 27, and verses 29 through 30. See also Alma chapter 41, verse 14, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 18. Conclusion. Point out that after receiving this counsel from his father, Coriant repented and returned to missionary service. Alma chapter 43, verse 1, and chapter 49, verse 30. Emphasize that as we follow God's commandments and repent of our sins, we are able to partake of the mercy that is available through the Savior's atonement. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. End of Lesson 30, The Great Plan of Happiness.